Hi there, this is Kay Morgan Israel. I'm going to speak to you about the song at the end of this message. That song is called My Eyes Have Seen the King. It's taken from Isaiah 6, where Isaiah is called to be a prophet, and he sees the throne of God, and he's struck with awe and fear of God, and he recognizes his lack of holiness in the presence of a holy God. He says, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the whole temple. He describes the angels flying above the throne and the song they sing. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. He describes how the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of the Lord and how smoke filled the house. And he says, woe is me, I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King. But after one of the angels flies to him with a hot coal and purifies his lips, for he is to speak the very words of God, his sin is atoned for. And the Lord says, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then Isaiah replies, here I am, send me. God desires us to pursue him, like Isaiah did. God desires us to say, here I am, Lord, send me. God desires us to search for him and to long for him, to know him more, because once we have experienced the presence of Almighty God, we will never be the same again. And we will also cry out, here I am, send me. We will be willing to do God's will, whatever that is for each of our lives. Are you finding it difficult to step into what God has called you to? Listen to this. Isaiah 45, verse 2 onwards, it says, I will go before you, says the Lord. I will make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness. Here, God is saying, I will go with you. You won't be doing this on your own. I will make the way straight for you. I will make the path clear. All hindrances, everything in your way, I will remove. The treasures of darkness are the lost souls. If we have a heart for souls to be saved, it's because God has put his heart into us, his love for the lost into us. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. Catherine Coleman saw many souls saved, healed, and delivered by the power of God. She said, I stayed longer. That's longer in the presence of God. Rhys Howells, a Welsh intercessor in the early 1900s, obeyed God to fast and pray, and he read his Bible on his knees. That was the only place he ever read it, on his knees. He would spend 2 hours a day, this is after working all day, when he came home. He first found it very difficult and the time seemed to go slow, but it became a delight because he experienced the presence of God there. He later went to Africa as a missionary and experienced a mighty outpouring of God. He saw revival, souls saved, lives changed, the kingdom of God increase, the sick healed, and people delivered out of darkness into light. So God is offering you today, he's offering us today, the treasures of darkness. Isaiah 45:8 says, rain down, you heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. God tells us he has called us by name, that he will strengthen us, that he will show us the hidden riches of the secret place. I believe he is talking about the secret place of his presence. Here is where we have the heart of God formed in us. His love for the lost. Will we today say yes to God? Will we say, "Here I am, Lord, send me"?